Couldn't make it three in a row there for you today. But did the car run as good as you thought it would today?
Yeah, the car was really, really strong. I think I waited a little bit too long to go. So if I could do it again, I would go sooner. But, you know, pretty happy with the day overall.
Top 10, I'd say pretty much all day. I don't think you dropped out of the top 10. And then when you broke into the top 5, it seemed like Bond was already up there. And once he took off, did you really think even if your car was as good as you thought it could be, do you think anybody had anything for Bond today?
I don't know about Bond. I think I may have, you know, perfect world, no lap traffic. I think I might have had a shot at Otto. But, you know, that 47 car is very strong, and when it's out front, it's even better. So probably didn't have a shot at Bond, but, you know, possibly a shot at second place.
Did your car come and go away, or did it go away and come, or how did it go for you today?
No, the car was really good all day. I just waited and waited and waited, and, you know, probably waited a little bit too long. At the end of the race, the car was awesome. It's too far back to really make a difference.
A couple weeks from now, you got a outside shot. Well, maybe not so much of an outside shot, the track championship. Are you looking at that right now?
Absolutely. You know, we're on a pretty good streak right now, and we just gotta, you know, can't let up. Gotta, you know, keep working hard, and hopefully, if nothing else, at least keep Otto and Gozik honest in the points race.
Finally, who do you have to thank today for your podium finish?
I got to thank my family first of all, and my crew. They worked their butts off. It was, you know, we ran really good Friday night time trials, and then we spent 12 hours in the garage yesterday changing stuff and trying to get ready for today. So, other than that, I'd like to thank Green's Ale House, Compass Credit Union, and Skip at Port City Machine. Engine ran absolutely awesome all day. So, you know, can't thank them enough.
Following two feature wins up with a third place finish in the Classic, do you think you're officially a contender now, week in and week out? At least the competitors should see you that way?
I hope so. You know, personally, I felt like a competitor for, you know, last year or so. But, you know, it's all ebb and flow in racing here. You know, some guys are, you know, you get on a hot streak, you get on a cold streak. So right now we're on a hot streak, and we're just going to try to keep it going as long as we can.